Welcome to Daily Coaching for Women Entrepreneurs. I'm Sarah Nemacek, and this is where I share quick mindset shifts to guide you each day in your business. Business as a woman entrepreneur is personal, so let's have fun building your business without leaving your humanity at the door. I will teach you to be your whole human self in your business so you make more money, have more fun, and still have a life when you leave the office. Listen on to find out how. A lot of people tell me they don't know how to fail because they just have always succeeded. This was my story for sure. I believed that I just don't let myself fail. The thing is, I mostly was tricking myself into believing that I wasn't failing because I was doing a lot of succeeding. Instead, I was actually just keeping myself in the small pond, working only up to the level that I already knew and understood and felt certain about the results. So to succeed without failing, what that actually means is you spend a lot of time researching, you're constantly learning, and you're following what others have done before you to get the results that you want. It sounds smart at first, like that's what we learn in school. Like we research, we follow history, and then it lets us get it right. But that means that we get it right when we're playing in a specifically defined arena with specific rules. So what happens when we want to do something different or new or bigger? And there aren't really any examples for us to research and learn from so that we can make sure that we do it perfectly or do it the right way. Or at least there's not examples that tell us exactly what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, right? This is why so many of us get stuck when we want to do something new. We know what it is that we want to do, and we want to do it right, and we want to not fail. But to truly expand as a person and create new things in our business and in the world, we need to experiment. And when you experiment, there will always be some kind of failure, because failure simply means not getting the result that you expected. Remember science experiments? You make a hypothesis and then you test it. Sometimes your theory is correct and your experiment proves it. And other times it's not correct. And then you learn something and experiment again and make a little change. Not failing generally looks like only doing things that we already know how to do. Doing things where we can follow a prescribed solution and get a guaranteed result. Or it looks like not even showing up, which is better called failing ahead of time. Not failing often looks like a lot of research and thinking without taking much action. So we don't ever create the data that will help us learn the new things that we need for that next level growth that we're seeking. We think we're working hard and succeeding because we're learning a ton and we're waiting for the answers for how to do it right or perfect so that we're guaranteed success. Not failing also shows up as procrastinating, changing our mind, giving up, or abandoning the idea completely because we're so uncomfortable with the uncertainty of the outcome for our new project because we don't have enough examples of it working in the past. Like, I've never done it before, so it probably won't work, so I'm just going to not even bother. We let our fear of the disappointment of trying and failing outweigh the feeling of accomplishment, growth, and joy that we think we'll have when we actually get there, when we find that something works because we kept going through several iterations of failing. We just don't want to go through that discomfort of all that feeling. And then by abandoning the idea or changing our minds, we never actually have to call it a failure because we don't ever test our theories, we don't learn from them, and we never have a visible fail because we never tried, right? You miss all the shots you don't take. We simply decide somewhat arbitrarily that something's not going to work and therefore it's going to fail. And we already know it, we're certain of it. We don't actually have to go through the motions to verify that failure. But here's the thing. The only failure that actually matters in life is the one where you stop moving forward and pursuing the thing you want. The one where you actually do quit or give up or decide it's not going to work. Everything else is learning and totally worthy of your time, your effort, and your pride. When you expect to fail along the way, it takes all the pressure off of you, or at least a lot of it. And it lets you have a lot more fun in the process. I'm going to be talking a lot about failure as the days go by. So be ready. Get out there, experiment, learn, and do some failing today. You've got this. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to get your daily dose of coaching here every weekday. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with one friend you think would appreciate it. Want more like this? Find all the ways to get more or work with me on my website at sarahnemecek.com.